Hello, this is Abel.
Hey, Abel, it's John again.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, this is a good time now.
Okay.
I've got a response for you.
Okay.
Well, actually, I want to hear you out once more, and then I'll give you a definite answer on what's going on in my end. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the different types of placements that are on the first page of the Google search results, but I've been following up with you in regards to a Google Places placement. And those are the three guys that show up next to the map there. It's companies like Sunny Construction and Remodeling and EXR Kitchen and Bathroom Remodeling. Have you heard of those guys?
No, I haven't actually. I'm not much of an online guy, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for,
unfortunately.
No, no problem. I mean, that's more of a reason for you to have the service, actually, not less, you know, that way you're not missing out on that, portion of your company and the potential opportunities that come from it. But for Cook County and surrounding areas, there's only about three guys that are going to be shown in that Google Places section. Sometimes it's four if they're running Google Ads as well, which is another program that you could upgrade to. But these ones are, you know, there's three that show for Google Places. So we had a spot available about 2 weeks ago. We signed up a guy. We had talked to you in that process of finding the client. You did express interest in it, but when we started working with this other gentleman, we found out that he didn't have his license and insurance, up to par with what the state standard was. So that led to us having to part ways with him, and we had the spot be reopened, and they had us, you know, go back down the list. So the last time I spoke with you, you did have interest in it, and I know you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's. And if you actually do the search on Google for kitchen and bathroom remodel, just underneath the top recommended guys for Google Places, there is a Home Advisor by Angie's list listing. So they're actually using Google advertising to get the leads that they're selling to you now. They're just a reseller. So they'll sell the lead to you and like three or four other people. And I know they charge you for the leads, whether you get the job or not. So that's why I've been so adamant about following up with you, is because you're already buying leads from people who are searching on Google, but they're saturated. And you're going to get charged for things that don't always turn into business. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to kind of cut out that middleman in that situation and list you independently, allow your potential customers to call you back directly, without subjecting yourself to like additional lead fees and charges.
Yeah. No, actually, I appreciate you letting me know about that. So let me ask you this then: what's the cost then to work with you?
Well, normally it's $499 per month on a month-to-month basis, and that's with a custom website design included. However, last time I spoke with you, I offered you a new in business credit, which is usually for businesses who are 5 years and under, and you're right on that cusp. So the new in business credit would actually reduce your monthly cost down to just $299. So it's about a $200 savings every month.
Okay, $299 per month, and for how long is that contract?
You'd be locked in. Oh, as far as a contract, it'd be no contract. We do send you everything in writing as part of your service agreement, but that pricing structure would stick. So you'd keep that $299 pricing structure for, you know, as long as you choose to remain with us month in and month out.
Oh, okay. So there is a contract?
No, it's a service agreement. So, I mean, there is a documented exchange of, hey, this is what we're doing for this pricing structure, but you're not binded to a contract. No, it's month to month. So everybody that's up there is coming back at their own will each month. They're not being held down to a contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I like it. The only thing is this. I know that you're saying that I'm kind of in a time crunch, but we're almost at the 1st of November.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that you could somehow, you know, hold me until then? I mean, and also, I mean, I know the last time I just said, you know, I'm very strict with my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of the first of the month is when I do all my accounting, I'll know exactly how much I have in my budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I mean, it is something that we're actively looking to fill. You know, I did want to make sure I give you the first right of refusal on it. I could do this if you're willing. If you're willing to move forward with us today at the $299 pricing structure so that I can close out the category, I can push your billing out until the 1st. So that way your next billing wouldn't be due until December 1st. Basically give you a full month and 5 days.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Do you think that would...
You're fine with that?
Yeah. I mean, I have the flexibility to do that, so...
Okay. Are you, you're independent?
No. I'm one of the managers here, though. When we first approached you about the offer about 2 weeks ago, you actually spoke to a different one of my representatives. It was a girl. Her name was Tara. And so she transferred you over to me as a supervisor to get approval on the new in business credit for businesses 5 years and under. So they usually go and fill the spots when the spots get reopened. I just wanted to continue to follow up with you on my own just because, you know, I know you expressed interest in it and I was kind of familiar with what you were already using. So I can close it out. I can adjust the billing. I'm the one that's able to give you the deals on the pricing structure. I have final say on a lot of that.
I see. Let me ask you this. Is there, so then what would I be, like, what can I expect then for that $299?
Yep. So it would be our entire platinum package bundle. Here, let me send you the refresher. I texted it to you, but that was on the 16th, so about 10 days ago. So let me resend it to you. But it's our platinum package bundle. So you're getting the Google Places placement. You'll be on the first page of Bing. They pull the top recommended guys from Google to recommend their top five on Bing. So you'll be there as well. Not going to be as much traffic as Google, but, you know, your bases are covered there. There's also Facebook advertising. So we'll create a Facebook business page if you don't already have one, and then we'll run ads through it. So that way you get remarketed to people who have looked up your services recently or actively doing a search for one of the services you provide. I offered a custom website design in that package, so I'll actually purchase a domain, develop your .com for you, have that attached to your Google Verified listing, and the other directories that we submit you to. So the popular directories are things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, we should effectively cover all your bases as far as online advertising, with the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's List, which you already have with this package.
Holy shit, man. This is a lot. This is cool.
Our goal is to work with you long term. So we want to be like your one-stop shop for online advertising for as long as you run your business. You know, our goal obviously is to, you know, consistently generate as many leads as we possibly can for your business each month using those platforms.
Okay, and then, so then you would need me to send you also like pictures and stuff, because I already have a domain.
Correct.
Actually.
Right. Yep. So if you give us access to the domain, we won't buy a new domain, but we will need access to it to go in there and develop the .com. We'll do a client interview, so we'll develop the .com with your input in mind. Any logo or photos that you want used, we have you send that over to our email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. I could send that to you now. And then, obviously, as we're moving forward, you want to continue to send photos in, right, so we can keep updating the Google business, the .com site, the Facebook page. So, you know, as the customers come in, we ask you to continue to send photos and continue to request reviews from those clients through your Local Splash tracking system and app.
So, okay, so then what you're saying then is if someone goes online, I'll be popping up and then they'll be able to call me directly, basically.
Uh-huh, yeah, they'll have your direct number and extension. There is a tracking system hooked up to the mobile platform, so anybody searching on an iPhone, Android, or tablet, if they tap that little phone icon on your Google Business profile and calls you, it'll actually track that conversation. So you'll have recordings of the conversations and the leads that you're getting. Even if you're, like, missing calls, it'll save it in your Local Splash app, which is like a tracking system. So each month you'll be able to see, like, all the direct calls that you're getting off the first page of Google, Bing, and through your Facebook ads.
Dude, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you have
real transparency.
You'll be able to see, like, hey, I'm spending this, but these are the clients that it brought in. For your industry, it's actually pretty easy. Like, the guys that we've worked with that are currently up there, like EXR or Sunny Construction or Remodeling, usually the first job they get is going to offset the campaign for, like, 6 months to a year. So it's really easy to retain you guys, and that's why we don't have to ask for, like, a year contract or a 6-month contract up front. You could always opt into that later, though. If you want to save yourself money, I could probably make you a better deal on doing something in bulk.
In what?
In bulk. Like, if we've already been working with you for 3 months, everything's going well, you're not getting a bunch of bad reviews, we're going, okay, you know, you could do 6 months for this or 12 months for this, and we'll give you a deal on it. So that way, you know, we could lock it up long term.
Okay, just some construction. Yeah, they're in Schaumburg as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would that matter if I'm kind of competing with someone or no?
No. No, not at all. Everybody that's up there had to have gone through this.
Okay, because the other thing, too, is I was trying to open up a Google page, and I just wasn't having any success because I'm actually in Chicago, and I've been working in Chicago for the most part, even mm-hmm. though I live in Schaumburg. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a way to do that as well, where you kind of target me in Chicago.
Well, the whole thing's covering Cook County, so Chicago's Cook County.
Okay.
Yeah, so your PIN will still get sent to you in the mail, and then there's a form that you got to fill out. It's a pretty easy form. Actually, I could send you an example one here. What's your business email?
It's my name, Abel, A-B-E-L, F, Anclo, A-N-C-L-O, and then Holmes, H-O-M-E-S.com.
Okay, and that's through Google. Okay.
No. It's abel@inclohomes.com.
Right. Usually that's a Google customized email, though, right?
No, I just did it from the domain, the GoDaddy. I just did a private email thing.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Yeah, that's weird because it came back and it verified the email as if it was, like, through Gmail. I wonder if GoDaddy has a pre-existing relationship with Google for that, because they patented that, like making instead of @gmail.com, you can make it @ the business name, or instead of @Yahoo, @AOL. Anyway, that's off topic. But yeah, so this form for Google verification, you fill it out. When we submit your business profile to Google, it's a lot different than just trying to verify yourself independently. They know that you're paying for Google advertising, so they tend to kind of have more sense of urgency for their actual clients than somebody who's just trying to verify their listings on their own. So I think that might be why you're having a little bit of difficulty with getting it verified. But if your concern is showing up in Chicago, you're definitely, I mean, Schaumburg, Chicago is all Cook County, so you'll definitely be available to people who are searching in Chicago for any of the keywords that you request to be optimized for.
Yeah, the reason I say that is because I know that when I was trying to do the Google verification, they were like, where do you want to target? And because, you know, I live in a house, so it's like I don't want people knowing where I live.
Oh, I could hide it for you, though, too. I mean, a lot of the business owners I work with do business from home, and we just hide their street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn direction. So we'll still send the PIN there, but, I mean, they won't be able to actually see where you live or show up at your doorstep or anything like that.
Okay, let me ask you this, then, because I have No, that's fine then. I mean, because it's going to – so what – how does it – so let's say that they're searching for the business, for the local business.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I've been working a lot in Lincoln Park and then, like, Elmwood Park, like that area, but I live in mm-hmm. Schaumburg. If I wanted to target that area, if someone's searching in that area but my PIN is – because I have a little apartment in Chicago as well that I stay at sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Would it make more sense to have the PIN go there or to the one in Schaumburg?
Yeah, you want to think of it as like your center location and then they draw a radius around it. So when they say Cook County, I mean, it's technically Cook County and surrounding areas because the radius can go easily past 30 miles. They say it's usually between 30 and 35. From the street address would be like the maximum radius that you cover. So if you put it in Chicago, that's a lot more of a centralized location for Cook County than Schaumburg. You know, you might be going a little bit north or being exposed to people up north where you're really not trying to go. Maybe you don't want to get calls from like Harvard or like Woodstock area.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. So,
and it really doesn't matter if my and it doesn't matter if my company is registered in Schaumburg.
No.
I can still, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We still will have you send over the paperwork, though. Like, it asks for, like, license, insurance. I sent you a copy there in your text. It'll say like url.local/google. And so this is like a Google verification form that you'll fill out. It'll still ask you to send it in, but I mean, as long as it's in the state of Illinois, it really doesn't matter about where we use as your center location. I've had guys like send it to their brother's house or a family member's house because it's more like centralized and just better for what they're trying to do.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, man, this sounds good to me. I think I could really use this because I didn't know the whole, I'm basically, they're selling me the leads, but I could be building my own company basically organically. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. Yeah. That was my whole basis towards following up with you so consistently. It was just kind of like, I know how that works. And I'm like, if he could do anything with that, then I know he'll do well with us. It's just making sure you had all the paperwork and everything. That was the issue we had with the last guy.
Cool, man. No, I appreciate you reaching out. I'll probably then end up canceling with them because it hasn't really provided that much benefit, and it doesn't make sense.
Well, so there is a setup period, though, too, Abel, that I want to be transparent about, too. You know, the first, 10 to 14 days, you're not really going to see a lot of traffic when you're first signing up for this just because of the verification and everything and getting the website built, getting it all up and running. So, I mean, maybe not cancel that immediately, but once we have it effectively up and running to its full capacity, then I'm sure you could leave it and not lose any sleep over it.
Okay, perfect. That's fair. I'll leave it active then for maybe another month or two while I make that transition. We could talk about when you feel like it's a good idea to, I could leave it now.
This will absolutely be a good long-term marketing solution. You don't want to pay per lead forever. I don't think anybody does, especially those leads. They're so saturated. It's like if somebody undercuts you by, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 on a job, you basically lose it and still got to pay the lead fee on it.
Yeah, and you say you do even like Facebook marketing and stuff?
Correct, it's Facebook ads. So we have Meta certified technicians in-house that'll run Facebook ads for your company. And we'll actually create a Facebook business profile if you don't have it, and then they'll create the post. It's a biweekly post that they'll do. So obviously we gather that from like photos that you send in on the jobs that you're getting, but they'll send you like a demo of the post. And then we have to get your like approval. Like, so you give us like a little thumbs up or thumbs down on the text message notification, and then they'll go ahead and post the Facebook ad. So we get your approval on every ad before it's posted, but they do ads, and then they're running it by doing a biweekly posting as well. So it's like a remarketing with Facebook. I don't know if you're familiar with the way Facebook works, but it's like if they search on Google and then they hop on Facebook, you'll show up as like a pop-up. Your Facebook business profile will pop up and appear to them. And then also if they're doing an active search on Facebook and they're within Cook County and they look up one of the services you provide, then they'll be able to see you there as well as top recommended contractor. Oh, Abel? Oh, I think I lost you. Hello? Oh, there you are. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, for some reason I keep losing signal in this area, so if it cuts out, just call me back.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm pretty much okay with that. As long as it's not like a contract where I have to commit, like let's say a month, two, three, you know, I feel like it's not, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be tied down to anything. That's the only thing.
It's a true month-to-month service. It says in the service agreement that you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation of fees or penalties. But we do always recommend that our clients, when they first sign up, that they try our services for at least 2 months. Just because, like I said, you have that little setup period there in the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure you get like the full benefit of the campaign before you evaluate it. So. The benefit of me pushing your billing out that extra 5 days, too, should help, you know. It usually takes about 5 to 7 for the PIN to come in the mail anyway. So, I mean, if I move your initial billing date to the 1st, then, you know, you're not getting billed again until December 1st. And I think that'll give us a lot more, allow you to see return on investment in the first month.
Okay. I agree then, man. That's fine.
All right.
So let me know what I need to... we get started.
Yeah. So what's your last name?
Last name is Lara, L-A-R-A.
L-A-R-A. Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yeah, sole owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the phone number that we're on, is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. And this isn't like a tracking number or anything, right?
No. It's actually my mobile, my cell phone.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't want Home Advisor to be like capitalizing on your local listing leads. I've had it happen before where a guy gives me a number that's like his tracking number that was given through Home Advisor.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
yeah. Big mistake.
Yeah.
So I got to be leery when guys are using that system. They do a lot of crazy things with your online listing.
Also, I'm looking at the list you sent me. I have everything, but I don't have a business card, man.
A business card?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a problem. Your Google business page is going to basically act as like a digital business card. That's why it tells you at the bottom, like, we'll submit what you have to Google, and then if they tell us there's an issue, we literally just get on a three-way call, and we'll verify you over the phone with them on the line.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, without a business card, they'll verify you still. It's more just like the big paperwork, you know, that's required by state that they worry about.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. You want to submit. And then that street address for the apartment in Chicago?
So it's Francisco Avenue.
Okay. Do you have, like, the exact street address where I could send the pin?
Yeah, 4501 South Francisco Avenue.
South Francisco. Oh, there we go. Got it. 60632?
Yeah, and then send it to floor 3.
Floor 3, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we'll hide the street address. So it'll just say Chicago, Illinois, 60632 on the listing.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And then you said you had a domain name already, correct?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just www.anklohomes.com?
Yeah, anklohomes.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said there's nothing on it currently?
Yeah, nothing. I haven't done anything with it. I just did it for the email, really.
Okay. Well, no, having
that's,
a domain
that's,
name
that's
is good,
the extent,
though. Yeah, if somebody
yeah,
swipes
that's the extent
that,
of my. That's the extent
deal.
Of my internet. You know?
Yeah. No, it's good that you grabbed it, because if somebody else gets it, then it's headaches. Like, sometimes people buy up domain names, and then they, like, charge, like, 10 times, 15 times what they actually got it for in order for that business owner to get it. So there's, like, some good people out there that, like, jump in and try to snag them when you register your business online. They try to get them before you do and then hold it hostage.
Yeah, I think I got it on auto-renew or something like that, because I'll forget that shit, you know?
Yeah, I think you just pay, like, once a year, though, to renew it. But we provide hosting already for it, and then we have graphic designers in-house, so that's all part of your service. So you shouldn't need to purchase anything else from them other than just the domain, or to reserve that domain. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I think currently I was trying to do 8 to 5.
8 to 5 p.m.
Or 9 to 5, sorry.
No problem. Go back. And is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I do work the weekends, but just do Monday through Friday.
Okay. I could do Saturday and Sunday, like, by appointment only. So that way they can still call you, but it's up to you and if when you're going to go out.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just like to leave as much window for opportunity as possible. I think your clients are going to be, you know, working men like us. You can accept cash check and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's a big deal with the 9 to 5 or just put 8 to 5? To me it's arbitrary, but
it's at your own discretion. I have some guys that leave it as open availability all the time because it's really just replacing phone calls. There is like a open and close icon on there. A lot of these guys, they get so booked anyway that like, you know, even if they call you between those hours, doesn't necessarily mean you'll be able to go out there the next day or the day after that. You might already have other things lined up. So more than likely, you're going to have to schedule them out anyway. You might as well just leave it open for calls and then just kind of hash it out with what works for both of you when you get the call, rather than have them, like, not even place it. Because, you know, let's say for me, for example, my wife and I, we remodeled our kitchen. I live in Southern California, but we did, like, three – 3-4 months of planning. So it was like, we didn't even talk to a contractor. We were talking about like what we want. We already kind of got a good idea on what we wanted to do. She knew the exact fridge she wanted. She knew that she wanted the marble countertops. So it was kind of a process of us just thinking things over. And then once we got like all the material and how we wanted it to look, just from stuff that she kind of found online, then we called a contractor. But it, you know, all the calls and the vetting, it was probably like 3 or 4 days of just calling guys and vetting them before I actually hired someone. All those calls though were placed after I got off of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Those were all after five. Like we sat down and like we listened to the guy and then, you know what I mean? And so, and that was a process. And then even having them come out to really like, look at it and close the deal and sign the dotted line. Those were all happening after hours or on the weekend too. So that's kind of why I like having the open availability. And then they'll probably let you work while he's at work, you know?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So I could leave it open or I could set it as 8 to 5. And then if you want to change it later, we could always change it too. So it's up to you. Or I could leave it open and then we can add some hours later. Yeah. So you're on the
do 8 to 5 for now.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to change it later, we could always change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Did you get that email address that I sent you for the photos and logo?
Yeah, I think so. That was in text, right? By text.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. All right, there's my direct number and extension. And then for a client interview, so client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time tomorrow where I can have a representative walk you through the client interview? I mean, I do have some slots available today if you're available.
Today?
If you wanted to, I could have them circle back like between 5 and 6 in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, the only next time I would have is 4 to 5. If not, it would have to be, but then I'm probably going to be late over here. Let's do tomorrow.
I'm like, isn't it 4 to 5 already for you right now? It's like 4:30 right now.
Eastern Standard? It's like, no, it's 3:30 right now because I'm in Central.
Oh, okay. That's very weird. Last time I checked, Chicago was 3 hours difference between California.
You're in California, so you're 2 hours. It's 1:30 over there?
Yeah, it's 1:29 exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Eastern is 1 hour ahead of us, so then it's 3 hours ahead in Eastern, and then
I'm
2 hours
I caught
in Central.
That. Yeah. So the time zone that I was talking about actually is 4 to 5. It's in about 30 minutes.
Okay, and you said it would be probably like an hour?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually about 40 minutes long, but we say an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Okay. I might as well just get it over with today. Yeah, that's
it's pretty easy. It's all like general knowledge information about your business. They're just going to want to know like what the 15 keywords that you want to be listed for. They'll have recommendations ready for you. And then they want to know like how you want the website to look and then get a exact guesstimate on like the service area that you cover. So I kind of drew up a pretty good line already here on the map and submitted it. So they have all these notes, but this just kind of set everything in stone.
Okay.
Double check everything. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and then they're supposed to text you 1 hour before, but since it's only in 30 minutes, you won't get that notification, but you do have my number. So if anything pops up or changes, I mean, don't hesitate to call in. I could always reschedule it for tomorrow if we have to.
Yeah.
All right. So I got everything squared away. I just got to secure your first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Abel, how did you want to do that?
I can give you my credit card info if that's fine with you.
Yeah, I always have to catch myself. Do people call you Abel a lot?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to call you Abel until I heard you say it, and then now I'm like catching myself like, okay, get this right because we're going to be talking a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it because, you know, there's some people who are just like, oh, it's just a fucking name. But you know what? Then you're like, no, man, my name's fucking Abel, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of respect. I wouldn't want people calling me, you know, Jimmy or something.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fucking weird. John, man. Get it right.
Yeah, you know? Are they trying to pronounce the H?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All kind of weird shit these days, man, I tell you.
That'd be funny. All right, so you said you were going to do it through a business account. Is it under the business name, your name, or are both?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Okay, so John? I'm going up. Yeah, I'm still here with you.
I thought I lost you.
No. Let me just adjust this. So, Anglo Homes, LLC. Why is this not registering? Does your name appear differently on the card, or is there like a middle initial on the card?
No, it's my first name, Abel, and then Laura. And then it's my business, Anglo Homes, LLC.
Sorry, I keep doing that. I don't want to keep doing Abel. So, Abel, Laura, Anglo Homes. Oh, maybe the billing address is different. Is the billing address the same, the 4501 South Francisco Avenue?
Yeah. No, so the billing address for the card is still under my old address. So
okay.
It's actually 60067. Do you want me to give you the full address?
Yeah, so 60067.
And then it's 1403 North King Edward Court, Palatine, Illinois. See if that works. If not, it's on the Schomburg one. I tried updating it, and I don't know if it's gone through or not.
Okay, let's try this again. 1403, you said
North King Edward Court.
King Edward Court. Yeah, Palatine. This merchant processing is just so sensitive. We use the same VeriSign secure databases like Amazon or eBay. So it like encrypts the information once I type it out so that I can't really go back and verify it. But it was giving me an error message for the address that we did have on file. Alrighty. And you said this was Palatine?
Yeah, Palatine, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Update. Interesting.
If it doesn't work, then it's the Schomburg one. So I can give you that.
It's not red, but it did turn yellow. I mean, we won't really know until we try to process the payment. But usually the address and the name should... You know, there's like a little icon. It'll turn green if it's able to verify it. Okay, let's try the billing information. So on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 4246.
4241.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3152.
3152.
9319.
9319.
1514.
1514. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0428.
0428, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
911.
911, okay. Update. Okay, it's giving me a green icon now. But before I can process the payment, I do have to get a security question from you and do a voice verification. So security questions, just so we can verify your identity, or if you want to verify the identity of one of my reps when they contact you. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah, do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. Abel, and then what was your mother's maiden name?
It'd be Toscano.
Toscano.
So T-O-S-C-A-N-O.
Okay, and then voice verification. So the voice verification is an added form of protection for you. This is going to be sent to you with your invoice receipt to outline the agreement because of the discounted pricing structure that I have you on and that I've adjusted your billing date, provided you with a custom website design at no additional cost, et cetera. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Abel, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Anklo Home.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Abel Lara, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry.
Yeah, so in layman's terms, like, we're a Google partner, so we know everything that has to do with your business name, address, or phone number that exists on the internet. We know what you're currently using, right? The idea of this is we wanted to come in there and, like, fill the holes, so that way we're like your one-stop shop. You don't need anything else. So obviously the Google Places placement is a major benefit, but we want to cover all your bases. So you shouldn't need anything else after today with the way that I set up your package. But if you are considering doing something else online, we want you to double check that it's not something that you're already paying for or that we're already providing for you. So that way you're not like duplicating any of the listings or causing any discrepancies with the search engine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's two of them floating around, like if you have two Facebook pages, they'll ask us to like verify and then delete the other one. So that way there's only one.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
So we're not saying you have to cancel anything that you currently have or anything like that. You can keep doing what you already have. It's just after today, double check with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bounded to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 26th of 2023. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design upgrade for you at no additional cost. We're going to build it on your domain. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also went ahead and extended your billing out 5 additional days. So it says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month. It's going to be starting on the 1st of December after today. And it'll be on the first day of each month moving forward in the discounted price of $299. It says you'll keep that pricing structure indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you get that rate. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. Again, there are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. So that way we could stop your billing cycle. And that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment, Abel. When you get this, you're going to get an automated message that will come through, and it's going to have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So that's what I was telling you. It's not a contract, but you have everything documented. So it'll have all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then you'll save that, and we'll save that on file. So that way, you know, as long as you're with us, you get that same deal. You don't have to worry about it ever going up or changing.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's a big deal because I have guys that I've, like, worked with for almost 10 years now. I've been here almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in June of next year. Yeah, but I still have the first client that I ever signed up. And back then, the rates were a lot different in 2014, you know. They're a huge roofing contractor company in DFW, in like Dallas, Fort Worth area of Texas. And
They got
the same rate when I signed him up almost 10 years ago. So it's like the amount of money that he's made hand over fist, and he's got a lot better deal than what, you know, somebody that would be signing up for a new position would have. They kind of get grandfathered in. And that's what we want, you know? We want to make sure that, you know, the longer you're with us, the more credibility you'll have, the more reviews you have, the more you'll solidify that space and kind of dominate that market over time.
Heck yeah. Let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking, how much it is back then in 2014? just to take a notion of inflation, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, so this guy's agreement is locked in at 179.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah, it's about $120.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is an essential package, too. So this is somebody that we didn't build his website like we're doing for you. He already had a website when we found him. He already had a Google business profile when the position opened up. So it was literally just coming in and doing the optimization. So I was able to give him, like, a bare bones minimum package, which is our essential. So our lowest pricing structure on our website is the essential package. It's $299. So basically, I give you the lowest pricing structure that we have, but I gave you the platinum package, which is actually the best package that we have. It's normally advertised at $599 with the custom website. If you do it without the website, it's $499. So basically, you're getting the one with the custom website design. So I really saved you like 50% on what it would normally cost because I included the site too.
Dude, I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, my goal, like I said, I could tell if you're doing pay per lead right now, I know that, you know, after a month or two of this, you're never going to go back to paying per lead. So the goal is to obviously, you know, establish a long-term business relationship where you're profitable. The overall success of your company is important to us because, you know, I get evaluated by the long-term accounts that I have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The longer you're with us, the better it is for me based on my contract. You know, I want to put you in position to make money right away because I know if, like, the first job we get you and you're only paying $299, you know, the first job we get you, you've already offset that cost. Now it's not going, hey, I'm spending money on this, but what am I making? You know what I mean? So I just feel like it will set us up for a long-term business relationship. And then maybe later if you hire some people, we could always grow and do, like, Google Ads or Google Guarantee later on down the line, and you'll already have a pre-existing relationship where, you know, we won't have to fiddle with Google and getting you through those background screenings and moving you up or broadening your service area. Oh, I think I lost you. Abel?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Did you get any of that?
Yeah, no, I did. You're basically
saying,
like, kind of start off with the basics, and then as I go or build it, and I can start investing.
I mean, this is the most advanced local marketing strategy you can get, so I wouldn't say it's the basics, but we do have things like Google Ads or, like, Google Guarantee, where if you want to cover, you know, more than this allotted service area, you can. And obviously, the more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to get. But I think right now, doing something like that would probably be a little too pricey, and it would probably bring you way more work than you could handle. So you're probably going to have to grow the business, hire some guys, and then, you know, we'll cross those bridges together.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty, too, because that's true, too. I don't want to get, you know, inundated, and then I can't fulfill on my word. So
Yeah, you don't – I mean, there's going to be an increase, probably an overflow, to be honest. You know, just starting out, but cherry pick. I mean, I don't want you to have your head spinning feeling like, oh, you have to go out to every single person that calls you, because I know you'll see over time, you'll get a guy and they'll be like, okay, $2,000 job. Okay. And then all of a sudden some guy calls you and it's like a $10,000 job, but he wants it done around the same time. Now you got to call the other guy back and can't, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So it's,
I like that. Cause right now I'm kind of going off of referrals only, which says a lot about the company, but
yeah,
it's like sometimes I'm like, dude, I wish I had more, there was more abundance so I could kind of, like you said, I do have the option to cherry pick and be like, you know what, I don't want to work with you, man.
Yeah, this is an online word of mouth chain. So it's basically like anytime somebody looks it up, Google's going, hey, this is the guy, here's his reviews. Look, we've already made sure he's got license insurance, he's fully legit. Here's his number, give him a call. And they'll already be able to see your website and everything. So by the time they call you, I mean, they're basically trying to hire you, right? They already picked you. But now it's a matter of, from your perspective, does it fit into my schedule? Is it something I want to do? You know what I mean? So we leave that to you guys. But that concludes our initial setup process. I got to notate the crap out of this account, and then we're going to circle back with you here in about 15 to 20 minutes, okay?
Could you actually reschedule for me?
Okay. Oh, you want me to? Hello? You cut out again there. Abel?
Yeah, John, can you hear me?
There you go. Now I can hear you. Yeah. I heard you say you wanted to reschedule.
Yeah, if you can, man. I'm kind of running on a tight schedule, and I want to make sure I make it to my next appointment well.
So, okay. You want to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, can you do tomorrow? How's 4 to 5?
4 to 5 tomorrow. Same time?
Yeah, same time, 4 to 5.
Okay. I'll send over that text message notification 1 hour prior, and then you have my number. So if anything changes or pops up, you know, same deal. Just give me a call, and then I could always reschedule it for you. But I want to, you know, officially welcome you aboard, and, you know, thank you for signing up with the local Splash team, and I can't wait to kind of show you what I've been talking about here over the last week of kind of
I'm really glad that you followed up, man. Sometimes, you know what, I don't understand things as well, so I appreciate you taking the time to explain it for me as well.
You're fine. Yeah. And I've had guys that are like 75 years old, like 40-year-old businesses that don't think they need it. And you know,
no, that's bullshit. You definitely need it, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, listen here, you old geezer. It's 2023.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
You guys used to think
we
have flying cars by now.
yeah, fucking idiots, man. That's the one thing that I'm a young dude, man. I'm like 28, but I've been in the trades, and so it's like
I'm only three years older than you. So we're kind
how old are you? 31?
Yeah, I'm 31. I was born at 10/11.
So it's like
92. So
yeah, and there you go. And it's like, dude, you do need this shit. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you can. I can build a business long term by word of mouth, but I can build it a lot bigger and faster if I just leverage the internet, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I don't understand how businesses succeed without it nowadays, because I can understand, like, what you're saying with the online word-of-mouth chain, and that's great, but even if my, like, best friend goes, hey, this is the guy that remodeled my kitchen, you know, I'm still going to hop online. I want to see, like, pictures.
Exactly.
I want to see reviews. I want to make sure you're licensed, that my home is safe, you know what I mean? So there's more to it than just the word-of-mouth chain, so.
Cool, man. I can call you whenever, like, you don't mind if I ask questions.
Yeah, so I'll be your account lead. I am on the phone pretty often. However, if I am on the line, you will still get connected to a live operator. The company's got about 400 people here. They're all really cool. They're kind of in our age group, to be honest.
Okay.
So they will be able to help you, but if you want to contact me directly, you could just tell them, like, hey, can you have John call me back, and then I'll call you back at my earliest convenience.
And then actually, I was going to ask you, do you have a slot in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, actually I do. So the first slot we have tomorrow will be 9 o'clock Central, 9 to 10.
Do that. Yeah, do 9 to 10. I'm fresh. Yeah, I'm fresh in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, that's when I'm at my best too. It's like I just had my coffee. I'm awake. I'm kind of a morning guy. I get more energy. And
there you
kind
go.
Of dwindles down.
yeah, after 1 o'clock, my blood sugar is done. You know?
The energy drink wears off. Okay.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I'll get you locked in between 9 and 10. You'll get that updated notification there from the client interview technician as well.
Okay, cool.
All right, Abel.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good evening, and then I'll talk to you first thing tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you, John.
Right.
You too. You have a great
You're
evening.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.